Tim, a disappointing day. What did you make of it overall?
I thought we created plenty of chances again. Didn't take them once again. Not once again, but we need to be a little bit more ruthless with our chances and convert when we've, in fairness, got decent chances. It didn't surprise me one of their centre-halves was man of the match. Could have been possibly their goalkeeper as well, which probably tells half a story. The two goals that we conceded were poor. I've tried to say it from Monday all the way through this week. They're a counter-attack team. They're set up to counter-attack you. I mean, when you check your shoulder, there's usually two of them stood behind you waiting to spit you out on the counter. And the bottom line is we got done on two counter-attacks. One, for some reason, trying to play offside for the first one. I can't get my breath with that. I don't understand why. And then the second one, off our own set play, we've left 1v1 at the back, which is... You just can't do it. You can't do it. I know we're a man down, but we're still caught running out to go. So I don't understand why we're overcommitting there and leaving ourselves at Russian roulette. There's no point. We'll do that with 5 minutes to go, and I'll get the word on. But don't do it off your own bat. So that was that. Probably the game changer was the red card in terms of we were already 1-0 down, but there's nothing in it, in fairness. Probably we'd had the best chances. Don't remember Booty having a save really of note until the second half. Was it a red card? I didn't think it was, no. I didn't think it was a straight red. I don't think there's any way, shape or form you could construe that. He's not the biggest anyway. He made no contact with him. I just thought, so yeah, he's going to give me a yellow card. When it was straight red, I was dumbfounded. But obviously, back's against the wall, so we're hoping to go two banks, run the clock down a little bit and have a pop at the end. Which we were doing, on the most part. We were getting one or two little chances. But the second goal, obviously, went straight back to 4-4-1 again then, because I don't want to get beat 3 or 4 here, because they don't deserve that.
But you were still going right until the end. You know, even at 2-0, you were having a go.
Yeah, we were, yeah, because you need one. You won goal, and all of a sudden, it's nervous for the home team. But we just weren't ruthless enough with our chances. I didn't think we got enough first contacts in their box off our restarts, and that's a credit to their two centre halves. I thought they played well, and that's what they are. It's in the slot for them, edit, boot it types, and congratulations to them. But we need to be better. We need to be better. We need to be more ruthless, and certainly we need to be less naive in terms of getting counter-attacked. And the bottom line is, when push comes to shove, that's what it was. And they don't really hurt us too much other than that. A little bit of, again, but counter breaks really in the first half, where they sort of got into half chances and then nothing came from it. But it was all counter-attack. And I've been trying to say all week, this is what they do. Make sure we lock it out. Make sure we don't overcommit, because that is what they're waiting for. And then, to be fair, in the previous three games we've played them, that's what they've been waiting for. So, plenty of time to learn our lesson. But listen, that's the way football rolls. We've been in a good vein of form. You can't win every game, and we're never going to win every game. But we need to do what we've done every time, every single time this season, and bounce back on Tuesday night.
I was going to come to Boreham Wood in a second. I mean, obviously they're more used to this pitch than you are. Was that a factor at all today?
No, not at all. Listen, you're going to it's mid-March in any league, but certainly in the National League, where they haven't got full-time groundsmen, pop-up sprinklers, irrigation, or seeds, heat lamps. Just haven't got it. And all the pitches are like this now. There's one or two where Premier League reserve teams might play, and a few bob been bunged into it. Probably ours is one of the best pitches in the league. I thought the pitch was fine. I've got no qualms with that at all, and it's the same for both teams. And we played on those many times. So it wasn't that. It was probably diligence in terms of don't get counter-attacked and take your chances. But listen, credit to Halifax. They've won the game, and congratulations to them.
And just finally from me, it is all about now Boreham Wood and the response on Tuesday.
Yes, of course, yeah. And we've made a habit of bouncing back. It'll be a tough game. Boreham Wood and us have drawn most of the times we've played. I think, certainly since I've been here anyway, they've been nil-nils. I don't think there'll be much in it. Obviously, we'll have to rejig it a little bit with the suspension. But listen, I've got plenty of players who are chomping at the bit to play football matches. So some of them will need to step up to the plate now. There's one or two tired legs at the end, playing with 10 men for half a match. We'll take it out. You're doing an extra man's running. So we'll have a little think about it over the weekend and see where we go in terms of selection on Tuesday. But yeah, we want to try and bounce back. We haven't had not to have back-to-back defeats in a season is incredible in its own right, but we don't want to start now coming into the running. So we stick to our guns. We're not going to change anything. We'll carry on with the way we're going, and see if we can get back on the scoreboard on Tuesday night.